There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Time the radio god is unavoidably detained today, taking care of a little health scare. Actually, thought there's some chest pains last night, and smartly went into the ER, and they're running some tests today. But no heart attack, but definitely something that needs to be attended to. So keep Todd and carrying your thoughts and prayers as they get that all figured out today. He thought he'd be back for the cafe. Maybe, maybe not. So who knows? You know, hard to keep a good man down. He'll be back before too long. We have Brett Erdman in as the co-host today on the program because we are in Newtown, North Dakota. Brett and New Life Hospitality has developed some fabulous hotel properties, including the one we're in right now, Teddy's Residential Suites. I just love the name, Teddy's Residential Suites, because I just have a great love for Teddy Roosevelt. You know, I just, a smile comes out of my face just saying it. And so it's neat that it's called Teddy's Residential Suites. We're in Teddy's Lounge, which is inside this property. Next door is Little Missourian and Suites. Two similar properties are in Watford City, same names. And also New Leaf Hospitality is part of the group now bringing the Mainstay Suites to Tioga. I stayed there the other night. Fabulous property.
Thank you.
When I think Mainstay Suites, with all due respect, I don't think, oh, this is a nice place. I think, you know, kind of lower. It's a high end Mainstay Suites.
Yeah. It's kind of evolved from 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when the brand first came to fruition. They've stepped up their prototype and their
and you got a neat little lounge restaurant in there.
And that's not typical in a Mainstay Suites. That's kind of a hybrid property up there.
It's nice though. It really is. It's right on Highway 40 across from the Pinnacle, where, by the way, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. There's also one that'll open soon in Stanley, right, Brent?
Correct. Yep. In about a month and a half, we'll be opening Stanley there, right next to Tractor Supply and Cashwise there.
All right. Now, this is at a time when some folks think we're a little overbuilt on hotels in the bucket, and obviously you know different, and I'm anxious to talk to you about that. We'll do that before the end of the hour, too, okay? And there's some development opportunities around this property in Newtown, North Dakota, that we're at. So we're going to chat about that. We have Tim Pawlenty at the bottom of the hour, former Minnesota governor, former presidential candidate, who said of Donald Trump, basically said, I know it's a little off. I know it's offensive. He's actually quoting other folks. He said it may be, talking about where we're at in America right now, I'm going to quote Pawlenty, it may be that there's a fundamental message and shift in the political culture of this country. What they're saying, this would be the people now, I know it's a little off, I know it's offensive, but I'm so sick of these other politicians and the way they talk and look and yappity yappity yap. They all sound alike and don't say anything, and even with all of his warts, we kind of like Trump's rawness. I thought that was the best analysis of Donald Trump and of why he's as popular as he is. And you and I talked about that a little bit earlier, Brett, but you kind of agree that people are just tired of politicians not answering questions, right?
Definitely.
And being a little PC. So how about that? So anyway, we'll talk with Tim Pawlenty about that, too, coming up on the program. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We are going to give a lucky winner today a Little Cottage Cafe gift certificate courtesy of Cloverdale and the Big Flavor. That's right. Big Flavor is right there at Little Cottage Cafe with all the great Cloverdale products you can check out. And we'll give you a gift certificate coming up if you call us at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. Let's see. What else did I want to tell you? Why are we in Newtown? We are in Newtown because we have started something called the Top 10 Tour. And our Top 10 Towns starts with Newtown, North Dakota. We've done What's in Your Town Tours. That got us everywhere. And from that effort, we are assembling a top 10 list and looking for others that we maybe have not been in. And the first one on the list, and we're going to add others, is Newtown. And we're going to be talking about Newtown not just today, but, you know, all year long, and other of our favorite top 10 towns as well. And we look forward to that very much. We're brought to you today on this special broadcast, as I mentioned, by New Leaf Hospitality and Teddy's Residential Suites at Little Missourian and Suites. Stone's throw from the legendary Lake Sakakawea here in Newtown. The guest rooms and the hospitality are phenomenal. About as good as the fishing. And the guest rooms have a big refrigerator and a microwave and a Keurig coffee brewer and a 50-inch flat screen HD TV and oversized showers and luxurious sheets. And it feels like home. You can unwind in the indoor pool and spa or sweat it out in a 24-hour fitness center. It is really at the intersection of luxury and relaxation. Little Missourian and Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites, impeccable service, traditional elegance, modern convenience, and a perfect location. Title sponsor for our top 10 tour stop today in Newtown. Call them for reservations, by the way. It's 701-627-4488. And more with Brad Erdman about that coming up in just a little bit. Right now we have a guest, our first. He's a politician, ladies and gentlemen. He's a politician, but I don't think he's a Donald Trump-like politician. I think he's going to just tell it like it is. We're pleased to be joined by a member of the City Council of Newtown, North Dakota, today on the program, and he'd love your questions. So if you have a question about anything, you can give him a call. Tom Nash from the City Council. Tom, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I can't hear you. Say that again.
Good. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That was my bad. I didn't have your microphone turned up there. How are you, Thomas?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. No, I saw you when we were out here one other time, and you were a tired man. You were on the fire and rescue, as I recall, doing ambulance calls. You were, you know, going to 3-hour city council meetings, and it was a busy time. You seem a little more calm now. Is it more calm in Newtown?
Not so much. Calm. Well, yeah, it is.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
Calm is probably the wrong word, though, right?
Yeah.
Compared to the chaos of the last few years, it's certainly calmer, though.
It is. It's a lot more calmer. It's a lot more chill here.
Do you feel that that the citizens feel that too? That things are coming along and progress is being made and people feel good?
I think so. And you know, the city council, we're addressing more, you know, quality of life issues currently. Trying to get some parks going and establishing some ways and some feasibilities in order to get more recreation in town.
That's great. Is that what the residents want? Is that what you want as a city council member, to attract more families?
Yes, of course, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, bring in as many families as we possibly can and set up the ones that are already here with something great.
Many of our listeners may have avoided Newtown for the last little while because of a massive construction project that rerouted you around the main route that was once through downtown. You're almost done with that now, right?
Yeah, we're hoping about October-ish we'll be ready to go, everything to be opened up, and people can just go right through.
And actual traffic has even started for local traffic already, so you're getting pretty close.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and by October you mean like... The stripes are on, and the curbs look great, and the sweeper's been out, and it's, you know, cut the ribbon on that beauty, huh?
Exactly. It's going to be pristine.
Yeah.
And hopefully by next year we'll have some kind of party and grand opening around there.
How are folks downtown weathering that? Because I know that's the main drag down there.
It's tough. It's tough. You know, I mean, this is a project that had to be done, though, but the city's in full support of all the local businesses and trying to help them out in as much as possible.
It sounds good. Anything you want to tell our listeners about Newtown you want people to know?
It's a great place for family. It's a great place for, you know, just growing up. And we have a great education system. We have, again, our main street in order. I mean, we have this place like Teddy's here. It's just a great, great atmosphere.
A lot of new additions. And you told me earlier some reasonably priced lots for single-family homes, too, huh?
Yes, we do. We have them between the $40,000 and $70,000 range. It's great view, great area. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice for a nice little house.
That sounds good. Good to see you, Thomas. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it very much. City Council Member Thomas Nash. And, Brad, you obviously, to develop here, have dealt with Tom and others as well. What's it like doing business in Newtown?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. You know, everybody's open to new ideas and kind of, like I said 100 times before, they were a little bit behind the progression of everything that's gone on with the Bakken. But you come out here now and with the new bypass and with, you know, that makes a huge difference. And, you know, the way they tied the bypass into coming through by the hospital and actually connected to the road you know, that goes by Senex and goes by the hotels here. It's just a lot easier to get around now, and this place is going to take off. It really will. I mean, I was talking to a – we had a meeting in Watford City. When was that, Scott? Was that on Tuesday we had that?
It was, yep.
Yeah, we had a meeting, and there were some guys from some you know, big city or big hitters from the city of Watford City there. And they were commenting on, you know, because they always go through Newtown when they're on their way to Minot or whatever, and obviously use the lakes, Lake Skokowea, and they were commenting on all the stuff going on in Newtown, and they were impressed by that, and how fast things were getting done, and they talked about the one guy in particular talked about the bypass and how there's some beautiful lots that could be available at some point. To, you know, if they ever developed it along the bypass there north of town, to oversee not only the city of Newtown, but just on the bluffs there, you could see the lake, and it would just be an excellent place, like Tom was saying, you know, to raise a family, and people should look into buying a lot here if they're interested in moving to a great place.
Absolutely. More from Newtown, North Dakota, and we have lots to tell you about. Your calls welcome to on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline when we continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Live from one of our top 10 towns, brand new to What's On Your Mind, this is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we are brought to you today in part by our friends at Valley Imports. That's right. You know, I am driving a 2015 VW Touareg, and I am here to tell you that I've driven Mercedes-Benz, I've driven Audis, and not yet driven a Porsche, all sold by the folks at Valley Imports, all part of their portfolio. And I have to honestly tell you that driving a VW Touareg, I can't hardly tell the difference. And the price tag's a little bit different. It really is an incredible ride. And this one happens to be, some of the features, leather seats and the seat heat and the quality, the ride. It's so quiet. It's great. So if you go to valleyimports.com, you're going to see all the brands that I mentioned, plus Mitsubishi, and you'll see their new inventory and check out what they have and a great used inventory. And if you can't find what you're wanting, say, for instance, you want a Mercedes, and you're looking for a particular brand of Mercedes, and don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. They can get it and make it easy. And you'll get the best price you're going to get anywhere. So why not go there? And ask them about the ride that I took west this week, the 2015 Touareg. That is really, in fact, you can see it on the website. You can go check it out at valleyimports.com. And the Passats are there, those are great as well. But the Touaregs are really something. That's an SUV. If you haven't seen one of those before, and they are great, check those out. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you. By the way, if you buy a Mercedes, and tell them you heard this on this program, you get 2 years of free service on us. That's right. That's about upwards of $2,000 value from those folks as well. So that is great. And these Touaregs are really hard to find, too. So if you want to go that way, you can check it out. I'm trying to actually find the very ride that I have, so I can, there it is. Oh, that's a 2016. What did I say? This one's a 2016. No, this one's a silver one. They've got a 2016, and mine is black. It's 2015, so check it out. All right, 22 past the hour. We're back in Newtown, North Dakota today, and Karen and Fargo had a question for Thomas, so we asked Thomas to stick around here, and Thomas Nash from the City Council of Newtown. Karen, what was your question for Tom? Go ahead.
If tourists want to go to Newtown this fall, what would you say is your best feature for them to see?
What should they see in Newtown, Thomas? They're coming on. Any tourists?
Well, there's so many attractions here in Newtown. I mean, one of the biggest ones would be the lake. The walks to the lake around Highway 23 up into Crowsflies High. I mean, it's one of the second largest man-made reservoir in the United States, you know? I mean, it's just great.
I would have said the same thing, and I'm not a Newtown native, so good job, Tom. Come see Lake Sakakawea, Karen, okay?
Okay.
You bet. It's fantastic. So, Brett, earlier we were talking, Brett Erdman's with us today, co-hosting with me from New Leaf Hospitality and Teddy's Residential Suites. You were mentioning the meeting in Watford City earlier and what some of the folks thought about Newtown having passed through. There's some great information in that meeting. I happened to be there as well. And, I really saw a lot of heads nodding and a lot of people appreciating what they were hearing from, company officials about the direction of where this is going and folks that have done a lot of research about the numbers. What was your takeaway?
Well, my takeaway was I was refreshed by the long-term proposition that these oil companies, example Hess and some others, had in this area, that it wasn't gloom and doom with the price of oil, that their long-term proposition is that they're going to continue to drill and they're going to continue to operate out here and their infrastructure's here. So, they're not going away. And they talked about efficiency, how efficient they're becoming in their operations. And with that efficiency, they're getting better. And so, it's everybody, a lot of business owners and people that have started business out here, they get so antsy and anxious about the price of oil. But I mean, the price of oil is just like the stock market. It goes up and down, and this isn't going to be, from their standpoint, they don't foresee, things being where it is right now, and it's just a matter of time, and they're going to be ready for it when it comes around.
We were in Medora on Monday and chatted with Scott McNally, who's done a lot of research, for one, well-educated from Stanford and Harvard, and and around the country, MIT, and has come in and crunched numbers in North Dakota and looked at that and gone to the Department of Commerce, gone to the Department of Mineral Resources, said basically, even if oil prices stay where they're at today, in the four-county core, you're going to have million-barrel production for the next two-plus decades, give or take 250,000 as the price goes up and down, but pretty steady as she goes. And, of course, that's at the current price. So I agree with you. Is there still opportunity here? I mean, you mentioned earlier you have land that you're developing. Are people knocking on your door for that land?
Yeah, we have a lot of inquiries about, you know, next-door hotels here that we have in Newtown, and with Jason's supermarket that's going in, it's going to be a game-changer. It really is. You know, we've got about 70 acres here that are available for development. About 30 of those are along Highway 23 next to Jason's store. And there's just, you know, service industries like restaurants and any retail would be good. And so if you're interested in that, by all means, get in touch with me. We do have some good opportunities and land available for an entrepreneur or anybody that wants to come out and venture in this market.
Speaking of restaurants, if you call right now and tell me the best restaurant in North Dakota, the best place to eat in North Dakota, a local eats, what's the best? You are going to be a lucky winner of a Little Cottage Cafe a gift certificate, courtesy of Cloverdale on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I mentioned earlier there's a new list out from the culturetrip.com that says the 10 best restaurants and local eats in North Dakota are the Worst Beer Hall in Fargo, Hotel Donaldson in Fargo, Vinyl Taco in Fargo, Peacock Alley in Bismarck, Mezzaluna in downtown Fargo, Toasted Frog, which is in Bismarck and in Fargo, Passage to India, Pierogue Grill, and the Bistro, which is in Bismarck. Nicole's Fine Pastry is in Fargo. All right, so there you have 10 restaurants that are either in Bismarck or Fargo. Are you kidding me? Now, some of those are fine restaurants. Some are pretty crappy. But that was a Donald Trump line. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. He probably would. But I think we can do better. So Alan, who's on the road, says he has a better item for that list. What would it be, Alan?
Yeah, I've been a truck driver with the oil fields for the last couple of years, and I came through Newtown, you know, where they did that major rework with the highway. They did it a couple different times, actually. But you know, one of the great spots for us truck drivers, which is kind of limited, was the casino. Yeah, you go in there and get a bite to eat and really enjoyed it, but I know a lot of the traffic was, diverted. And a lot of times I understand, but then there was times where, boy, I tell you, we were tired, you know, and needed a place to crash for a little bit.
Take a little break, sure. Yeah. All right, well, yeah. Alan, I'm up against a break. Hang on, but we're going to get you that Little Cottage Cafe certificate courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale for calling the Big Flavor Hotline and weighing in. Rick and Minot has a suggestion, too. We'll get to his next. Then, Tim Pawlenty, stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
You know, if you have been hearing us today talk about the quality of life and how things are, you know, developing and really settling into a place of real, you know, excitement for the future, and you're thinking, hey, I think I want to come out to that part of the world. My friends at Polar Service Center are hiring. Polar Service Center is a Minnesota company. They're the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in America. So they are they're doing well, and it's a great Minnesota story. Now they've expanded into Polar Service Centers, and they have 30 of those, where essentially they're fixing their Polar tanks and also others as well, and doing maintenance and tank washes and other things as well. And they're in Killdeer, North Dakota right now, still looking for employees, by the way, technicians, and paying Bakken wages of up to $35 an hour, plus great benefits and housing as well. And soon they'll be in Williston. They're also in Billings, Montana. And if you go into either location and say, that goofy Scott Hennon sent me in here for a tank wash, they're going to say, well, he's not so goofy because you're getting $100 off just for telling us Scott sent you. So they are also the place for any part you might need for a tank part. There's simply not a tank part. They don't have it. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. They're on Highway 22. They're also I-90 in Billings. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, we are pleased to welcome to the program our good friend, former governor of the great state of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty, and the former presidential candidate as well, now chair of the Financial Services Roundtable, president and CEO of that wonderful organization. Mr. Pawlenty, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
Always good to be with you, Scott, although I do think after listening to you just a minute ago, I could use a tank wash. How do you get one? I mean, is this, you talking about a personal tank or commercial grade, or what's the deal?
Yeah, you've been in Washington, D.C. too long. It's time for a tank wash, right?
That
should be you should get hazard pay for having to work there. At least you still call Minnesota home, right?
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Well, good to hear your voice. I read an article in Bloomberg recently, and it was based on an interview you did at C-SPAN, and I said, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I think someone has a pulse on the mood of the country right now. And it was when you were talking about this, this appeal that the voters have of Donald Trump right now, and this fundamental message and shift in the political country, political culture. I'm trying to say of this country. What are in your mind? What are people saying right now? Why is Donald Trump on fire?
Well, setting aside whether people agree or disagree with him on issues, which is its own discussion, there's a style, a rawness, a bluntness, a directness that makes him sound and feel and look like a non-politician. And so I think people are sick of people who talk, don't say anything. A bunch of their talk doesn't actually result in any actions. You got all these people, particularly in Congress, not necessarily governors, who say, you know, they're for this or against that, but they never actually accomplish any of it. And I think people look at it and go, you know, we're sick of it. We're just sick of the usual, and we're willing to look at and try something new. And then I think secondarily, Scott, it is another step towards this fusion of news and entertainment and politics. And let's face it, agree or disagree with his views, Donald Trump is entertaining. And in today's world, if you're going to lead, particularly at a national level, you got to be able to inspire, and part of that is entertaining. And they just don't want kind of the usual, you know, yakety-yakety-yak politician standing up there droning on and not saying much and not doing much.
Why do politicians do that?
I think, look, just one, Nate Silver, who's a center-left predictive analytics guy, just does stuff on the numbers. He said 400 of the 435 congressional districts are pre-baked, Scott. So in other words, he can predict the outcome of the election based on just one variable, whether there's an R or a D behind the person's name on the ballot in a particular district, because the district politically and demographically leans so far one way that it's predetermined. So, you know, if they want to get reelected, all they really need to do is kind of channel and mimic kind of that perspective, and they're going to get reelected. So I think they just take the safe road, and, you know, they don't want to offend. They just want to continue on in their role and not rock the boat. And I don't think that's what the country's looking for. I think there's a slice, particularly amongst the Republican Party, of activists who are saying, hey, let's rock the boat. Let's make change. Let's have bold, dramatic reform. But there's also a difference between giving a speech and getting it done. And we got a lot of great speech makers, but I think the country's looking for somebody who actually, you know, can get it done.
Is there a Republican establishment?
I mean, the Republican Party, I would say more broadly, the conservative movement is a coalition. And the coalition parts, clearly, one part is the establishment, one part is the Chamber of Commerce, you know, the business types, another part is the social conservatives, another part is the Tea Party types. Another part is the libertarians. Another part is just kind of the traditional conservatives. Another part is defense hawks. And the list goes on and on. So, you know, there is certainly an establishment part of the Republican Party and the conservative movement, but it's only one part. And frankly, the energy at the grassroots level is not establishment. The energy is with, as you know, a more conservative strain of Republican politics. And frankly, in certain places, including Minnesota, it tends to be libertarian at the grassroots level to a point, not the whole party. But in order to be a winning party, you got to stitch all of that together, get the support of most of what I've just described, and then go out into the marketplace and get support of independents and some Democrats if you're going to win, unless you're just in a deep red place where you win, you know, on autopilot. But that isn't the case in Minnesota. It's not the case in Wisconsin and places like that.
It seems to me that, that you know, Donald Trump's done the rest of the field a pretty good service by, you know, tapping into to that sentiment you described very well about where the American people are at and why he's popular. My question is, you know, do you think they'll get that memo, right? I mean, does Jeb Bush understand that? Does Scott Walker understand that? Does Marco Rubio, do they say, okay, you know, I don't get it, but I better get it, and I better understand this, and I better understand people are really angry and scared about the future of their country right now, and they don't want, you know, as you said, yappity-yappity-yappity, you know, they don't want mamby-pamby. They want it raw. Is he going to help the field understand where people are at?
Yeah, I mean, Scott, look at the benefits. Again, setting aside whether you think he should be the nominee or the president or not, 24 million people watched that debate. That's at least three times, if not four or five times more than the early debates in past cycles. So just in terms of exposure and attention to the debate, he brought a lot of attention to the other candidates in the race who had never had access to 24 million people. That's number one. Number two, post-Trump and his success, you're seeing some of the candidates now going back to being more conservative, more aggressive, more direct. You know, Jeb's trying to up his game, Walker's trying to up his game, and on down the list. And so he's forcing the field, I think, to get better. And that's one of the benefits of contested primary. The campaigns have to get better. The candidates have to get better. It's kind of steel on steel. And I think, you know, if they're going to contest the nomination for him or against others, they're going to have to up their game. And we're starting to see that. And I think it has that collateral effect.
All right. Here is an example of Donald Trump in action yesterday in a press conference, in which, I don't know if it was a reporter or a voter or who it was, I think it was a reporter, asked him about, you know, you claim to be, you know, a soft-hearted guy and not mean-spirited and all this, but yet you use this term anchor baby. And listen to this back and forth. I want you to analyze Trump's response here. Go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, go ahead. You said you're an appeal point, Donald, at this point. You said that you have a big heart and that you're not mean-spirited. Are you aware that the term anchor baby, that's an offensive term. People find that
hurtful. You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it?
So
you know what? Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The American-born child is an undocumented immigrant.
You want me to say that? Okay, I said, no, I'll use the word anchor baby. Excuse me. I'll use the word anchor baby.
All right, go ahead. The reporter wanted him, instead of saying anchor baby, to say American-born child of an undocumented immigrant. And, you know, he obviously pushed back on that. Analyze that exchange for me.
Well, I think it's exactly what we were talking about, which is you can agree or disagree with either the word choice or the position. But the fact of the matter is he doesn't blink. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't, you know, back up. And the country, I think, is saying, you know what? I'm fascinated by it. And by the way, again, whether I agree or disagree with the substance, I like the fact that he's speaking in those kinds of raw, unfiltered terms because it is so unlike normal politicians. And frankly, I think people are sick of the normal politicians.
Should a elected leader or someone that wants to be an elected leader worry about a term like anchor baby?
Well, I guess I wasn't even familiar with the term. I'm familiar with the legal issue, you know, of being born here and becoming citizens, but I didn't realize the term was offensive.
I didn't either. Maybe to a reporter. I mean, I'm not, you know, a baby's a baby, and I'm not big on the hyphenated deal. And obviously, it's probably more an indication that we need some work on our immigration laws or getting them better enforced or whatever. But I'm just like, it seems to me political correctness, is a disease that's part of the reason that politicians are afraid to say things because they don't want to offend anybody. And maybe Trump's put that to bed for us, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
I think there is going to be a fork in the road, though, still, notwithstanding everything we just said, Scott. There's going to be a fork in the road for the country at large. Now, you know, it's easier when it's the Republican base and that we've got activists and, you know, they're cranked up and they got passion for good reason, and I respect that. But when you ask, are you going to put this person in the Oval Office, are you going to put somebody with their temperament, he or she, you know, in charge of the United States military? Do they use words and express themselves in ways that, you know, would make America proud and our population proud? There's going to be a fork in the road for Trump. It's not yet, but I think if he's going to be a serious contender for the nominee and potentially a serious candidate for president, people have to envision him and his temperament and his word choice in the Oval Office representing this country and all that that means. And it's an open question whether people are going to really pull the lever for him or not. We'll see. I think he's already so far exceeded most people's expectations. You know, the party's going to have to warm up to the idea that he's going to be around for a while, and he may seriously alter this race, and he may end up competing for the nomination at a high level. We'll see.
Our guest is Governor Tim Pawlenty today on the program, What's on Your Mind? And our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is open if you have questions or comments at 800-228-0550. Stephen in Billings, Montana, for Tim Pawlenty. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
There was that exchange between the reporter and Trump, and you notice the only people getting upset about the use of the term anchor baby are people who might be, we would consider as liberal. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever read the books Brave New World and 1984. Well, in 1984, you know, they tried to, one of the methods through which they tried to control the populace was through newspeak. Now, these babies that are being brought over here and born here for the purpose of legally anchoring one or both of the parents here, that anchor baby, that's just, you know, they're trying to get rid of it because they're trying to change attitudes about illegal immigration, you know, and it's just
I see what you're saying. You're saying that they don't like the term. This reporter doesn't like the term because he wants to, you know, he wants to make it okay to have the illegal immigrants. I got your take. We are up against the break. We'll let the governor answer that on the other side of the break. Tim Pawlenty, now chair of the Food Services Roundtable, with us today. Former governor of Minnesota, good friend of the program. Glad to have him here today on What's On Your Mind, live from Newtown, North Dakota. Having a blast today. One of our top 10 towns. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkins. Weekend pass is $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4 for $4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for 5. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Good news on our buddy Todd Mitchell. The heart is A-OK, so the ticker checked out, so that's good. That means you're fired, Brett, as Donald Trump would say. But you've done a great job today on our Newtown Top 10 Tour. We are with Brett Erdman, who's my guest host today. We're going to chat some more with Tim Pawlenty and get back to the calls in just a moment. But we've talked a lot about the top 10 reasons why folks ought to love Newtown, but you have one more.
Well, actually a couple. Where else can you go? There's only a handful of places in the United States that you can go to get the quality of fishing that you have here and the quality of hunting. I mean, you look at just the vast land here for upland hunting for pheasants and Hungarian partridge and sharp-tailed grouse. It's just phenomenal around here. And with all the tribal lands, you can get a lot of people don't realize that you can hunt out here. It's very user-friendly. They're very open. You just need to pay a small fee to be able to hunt on tribal lands. But you just don't see the amount of posted land out here that you see down in Bowman or anywhere else around North Dakota.
Another reason to come on up, and you've obviously grew up in Williston and worked in Minnesota and been here, so you have the benchmark. Would you say North Dakota is better fishing and hunting than Minnesota? I'm doing this to goad my guest here.
Yeah, sorry, Governor Pawlenty. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean,
we'd invite him up. Have you been on Lake Sakakawea before, Governor?
Can you say that three times really fast?
Have you been on Lake Sakakawea before, Governor? That is tough to say. You're right. Well, you're invited.
I have not been on that lake.
All right, you're invited, and you know my invites for you to come to North Dakota always turn out well, right?
The last time you had me there, I got booed at Ralph Engelstad Arena, but thank you, Scott. I appreciate that.
Well, you should not have worn a Minnesota Gopher jersey. That was the only problem. It had nothing to do with your
right.
Political...
I was asking for it. I was asking.
By the way, I saw John Hovind the other day, and he laughed about that again. That's one of the great memories. He said, boy, oh boy, we gave it to poor Tim that time.
Yes,
anyway,
you did.
Yes, we did. I'm sorry. You want to talk a little bit about Stephen's point on illegal immigration a little bit?
Yeah, and his point was really, he dates back to the Orwellian literature that he referenced about, changing the meaning of words to have impact. And so, we have people who a certain political group in the country wants to call undocumented immigrants. Well, they're not just undocumented. It's not they're not just happen to be missing some documents. They're here illegally. And we have a country based on the rule of law. We, of course, are a country of immigration. Unless you're Native American, we've all were either the immigrants or descendants of immigrants. So we want to celebrate and promote immigration, but it needs to be legal. And when somebody's here, illegally, they're not just undocumented. They're here illegally. And it's okay to say that. That's accurate. It's factual. And we shouldn't shy away from facts and try to gloss over them, because then you can really get into distorted perceptions and, frankly, distorted decision-making.
How much of how we say what we say about illegal immigration as conservatives, especially the elected leaders, is about not wanting to offend Hispanics versus fixing the problem?
Look, I think we can, reasonable people on both sides of the aisle can agree to these points. We're a country of immigration. We want to support immigration. It's a net benefit to the country, but it needs to be legal and reasonable and orderly, and it needs to be the kind of immigration that benefits the country. So the component parts of that are, can we agree on border enforcement? I would sure hope so, both sides of the aisle. Can we agree on more personnel on the border and technology on the border and investing in that? I would hope so. Do we want to allow, increased immigration legally and make sure we have the right verification systems and documentation systems? Yes. Do we want more H-1B visas, so more, people with really high skill that help us with innovation and science and research come here? Yes. Do we want them to stay here? Yes. But what we don't want in a country that's based on the rule of law is chaos and disorder of immigration and all the challenges and problems that can bring if it's done improperly. So this is not, this shouldn't be a discussion that's viewed as irrational or harsh. I think reasonable people can agree on the way forward. And the challenging part is, we've got a country that has been incompetent or asleep at the switch on these issues and just been too lax, and the situation has got out of control.
Final question for you. You're heading up the Financial Services Roundtable now, chair of that distinguished organization. We're in Newtown, North Dakota, the middle of an energy renaissance, in the middle of a state that is defying the odds of the economic downturn nationwide. What do our financial services institutions think of the state of North Dakota?
Well, it's obviously been a boom state, Scotty. You and I have talked about this before. I mean, just incredible on a per capita basis. You know, highest growth of millionaires in the country, incredible amounts of capital investment, incredible amount of jobs. Obviously, the drop in oil prices is going to put some downward pressure on that. But I think you now have North Dakota being one of the largest oil producers in the world. I think I saw somewhere it had surpassed Libya not long ago as a oil producer, just comparing North Dakota from Libya. So it's exciting. It's terrific. But obviously oil prices are, putting a damper on some of that, at least nationwide and to a certain extent in North Dakota.
Good to talk to you as always. By the way, do you think Donald Trump will be the nominee?
I used to definitively say no. I don't think so, but now I wonder. He's defying all former rules and the laws of gravity, so we're in uncharted water here. You just don't know.
Just don't know. And if not Trump, who?
I think it, to me, the field's going to boil down to Rubio, Walker, or maybe Kasich, and I'd put Carly on that list, too. I think the rest of the field is not rising to the occasion, or probably can't rise to the occasion.
Are you wishing you were on that list?
Well, I do like public policy and politics, Scott, but I had my chance. We didn't get it done, and I think in this crowded field, without having a lot of billionaire friends and a big super PAC, you really can't get very far, so I probably would have been struggling with the other 16 that aren't Trump.
You're a good man, and there's darn few of us left. Take care, my friend.
All right, Scott. Thanks. Good to be on the show again. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Our thanks to our friends at A&W Repair and Recovery, Ranch Chevrolet Buick, Jason Superfoods, United Prairie Co-op, Little Missourian and Suites, and Teddy's Residential Suites for hosting us today in our Top 10 Town, Newtown. God bless you.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.